This girl, oh my God, she's absolutely fantastic. Co-hosting with Bill Schultz on mornings here on Compound Media, the lovely and talented Joanne Nosuchinski.
Oh, yeah.
Joanne.
Welcome.
Yes.
I'll cheer for myself.
Yes.
You're welcome, Bill.
Joanne, welcome to our unbelievably dysfunctional family.
Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate
it. I continue my pilfering everyone from Red Eye.
Well, I mean, the reality is I just wanted to take Bill's job.
Yeah.
But I'll settle for a co-host for now.
For now.
By the way, the emphasis is for now. I'm a dead man walking.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I'm a dead man walking.
Oh my goodness.
We're not going with this.
That's a picture of...
Wow.
That come from that Periscope one night in December at my house?
Wow.
We've got the Coke Logic. He's this graphic artist, and he's great. And, like, he gave Joanne and I this one.
As an option.
Yeah, and, like... By the way, I do kind of love it, but there's a little bit of domestic violence thing going on.
If it's any consolation, it looks like you got the worst of it, Bill.
It does, though.
We talked about that. Thank you.
I'm very like Angelina Jolie there.
If it's any consolation, I have an erection.
Can I
clean up after this show?
You could do that if you want.
I'd like to clean
up. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Know what I'm saying?
So Bill Schultz, you know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe I should get a lady co-host. Wouldn't that be funny? And she was always crying. Because I said mean stuff to her. You're a cunt. Ow! That's a problem with women.
You clearly don't watch the show because you
That's a problem with women.
Yeah.
No, look at that. That was done by our very own 5FM Photoshop. As usual, we rely on him. But look, there's a lot to, as much as I hate the term, unpack there.
Wait, hold on.
All the fun stuff he's got.
Notice how Kenny and Gino, it's like a mirror image.
Can you please explain to first-time viewers who Kenny is?
You know, Kenny was first introduced to our show yesterday. Kenny is a lovable, spirited...
spirit.
What else can I say? Tiger with Down syndrome. Very friendly. But yeah, him and Gino are making the same face right there. I believe they both have a growth in their mouth.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And a full beard.
Look at that. I'll tell you what, every picture of Kenny, the Down syndrome tiger, motherfucker's happy as a dick. He is just, he's there. He's in it to win it. He is. Mm-hmm. And with Gino, it's the same way. Gino is at best a tiger with Down syndrome.
Gino also takes baths in drinking containers.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else do we got over there? We've got you on a Segway.
Of course, yes.
You as Yoda, which again is your most attractive. He did nothing on the ears.
Me as that thing at the car dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
They're like...
Inflatable man?
Yes. Wacky inflatable something, mm-hmm. Yeah. The dog peeing, standing up, or
yes.
Headstanding.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, God, I love that.
You really like it every time I show turtles having sex with things. That's like
totally.
Your favorite.
Yeah.
I got to start calling you Toad Hat again.
Yeah, Toad
Hat.
What
was your nickname? Little toad with a little hat on there. Yeah. I'm glad that he added my cast that I'm trying to forget. Look, over in the corner, little John Mayer.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Perfect. There he is.
It will change nothing. You know, he doesn't know who you are.
I really hope John Mayer is tuning in for my 1 year anniversary, because clearly a year in, I've made a big name for myself.
You've made a splash, much like that dog who stands on his front legs and pees everywhere.
Can we see that video again? I love that dog. I actually saw a dog on, like, a few blocks away from where I live, pooping while doing that.
Are you fucking kidding me? You didn't video it?
And he didn't even have an audience. Do you know what I mean? And like his owner wasn't even like filming it. That's just how the dog liked to shit. And it was one of those things where I couldn't stop and video it because I didn't even realize it was happening until after I walked away. I was just like, huh, dog shitting while in a handstand.
Oh, you have been trained so well. Well, you would have been trained better if you actually got it on video.
Yeah.
Look at this motherfucker. Oh, man, I would kill to have you as my dog.
The biggest bladder.
Oh, he's basically the show mascot, him and Kenny. Well, basically, the three show mascots are him, Kenny, and Gino.
You know,
that's Gino as a dog.
Yeah, well, yeah, except the dog's not getting it on him.
If you guys really loved me, you would have gotten this dog on the phone.
Well, there's Aaron. Maybe
for an interview.
Still help. Keep that on standby in case certain people are only smoking a cigar.
But that is very nice. Yeah, thank you to Five Fan Photoshop,
he's
Steve, you know, all of these people who have really helped and contributed to the show for no pay.
Yeah.
And also have just been fans for so long and really appreciate it.
Well, I mean, we should go around the horn here. You know, Garrett, I'll start with you.
God, Garrett, your email last night was so mean.
I said you were a constant professional.
Actually, let's get
the
whole thing.
Man.
What?
What did I forget what
should
he
I, should I read it out loud? That was so, but it was very funny.
It was, and truthful.
Very truthful.
Yeah.
Well, while Joanne's looking at that, John, do you have any fond memories of Joanne? You must have one. She's been here for a goddamn year.
I don't know. We're both from
That's
Jersey.
That's the best way to put it.
That's kind of a fond memory, talking about the Jers. On the show, though, I don't know. I kind of like her little meme actions, like this one and all the other ones. Those are always fun.
Yeah.
Those
the
are my
weird thing is she
Joe
comes
moments.
Into the studio doing that.
Yeah. Yes.
This is kind of how she walks.
Hey, guys.
Exactly.
So
I just saw a dog pooping.
Garrett's email yesterday. I don't think Joanne ever looked like an asshole because you were asking people to find video of me looking like an asshole.
Yeah, that was my
he says thought. She's always very professional. Well, except all those times we had to watch John Mayer or all those Nat Geno's she makes us do, blatantly refusing to do Liam Neeson in anything Joe can do, yet gladly did Kevin Spacey.
That's a good point. That is an excellent point.
Those horrible Christmas cookies. Did I make cookies?
I think he just.
You remember you just had the pictures of them from your.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And of course, the charity she made us donate to. I'm the worst.
Charity is indeed her stage name. That's a good one. Well, I would. There's too many. You know, there's an embarrassment of wealth as far as getting best of clips from you, from all you've done over the past year. But as a result, I only got two. Let's take a look at the first one.
Because that's usually where their season is.
And I didn't realize until I finally got off the plane and saw my mortified mom that I had. I love my forehead.
Was it weird that it was in your handwriting, Bill?
See what I did there? Waka waka.
Yeah, there you go.
How did you write on
Snap
your own
those
forehead?
Suspenders, my friend.
I had no idea he did it.
I apologize. That was the wrong one. And it looked like my younger brother and Gino's younger brother were on Red Eye at one point. Let's go to the actual clip.
While I adjust my unkempt hair.
Watch. When I made a reference to the judge that he was a mobster, see the compliment. You're obviously a well-respected judge. That's what I can say. When I hit on Rebecca in a frat boy kind of way, that's because she's so hot, she's out of my league. Take the compliment. When we're calling Bill Gay,
he's going to confession.
There's no getting around that, homo.
If our eligible...
Nice.
There's that weird cab show that he did. That's all just from Gino's Reel.
This is from Gino's Reel.
Yes.
Man, he's got to put some new content on there.
Yeah,
right?
No kidding.
Like, that
That's
is
like 20 years old.
All I learned is that compound really ages.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't really the whole point. I kind of that was sort of just a preview into the next 6 months for Joe, right there.
No, thank you.
He's gonna start looking like Aaron.
But speaking of Fox News, fun fact: it's my 1 year anniversary here, but it's also my 6 year anniversary of my first ever appearance on Fox News.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did a sit down with Neil Cavuto talking about at the time Mayor Bloomberg's soda ban. When they were thinking of banning sodas for purchase.
Well, as usual, one goes to Miss New York for such things.
Totally. Yeah. And I had to take the side of being an advocate for health and fitness. So good on the mayor. But no, that was my first time. And then from there, you know, I just have continued to constantly step on your toes.
Kismet. Oh, you ain't kidding. Luckily, you're very light, so I can't feel it. So what have you taken away from this year at this so-called media area?
Goodness. What have I taken away from this?
Aside from a delightful cat gift that you have yet to bring home.
No, it's now a set decoration.
Exactly. That's what she keeps.
You know, I get to bartend less. That is a great takeaway from working here. I get to bartend less. And that's really helped my overall mood.
There you go.
I was really hating it. I was hating bartending so much. I was getting really depressed and like not the best version of myself. So now it's
so
just
this is
like
the best version? Yikes.
It's just better. I'm just like, I only have to do this 2 days a week, and you know, I get to just sit here an hour 4 days a week, and there you have it.
I'll take it. I like it. Well, it has certainly been a joy having you here, and I hope for many more. I don't necessarily know if you do. I'm not as good at this shit as you are, but I have a poem for you.
Yay!
Let's go to her.
So he wanted me to write a poem. I was like, no, bitch. It's my day.
No, that's the thing. I'm not lazy, so it is not indeed a haiku. She just likes her 575 so she could go back to watching her stories and reading her Harlequin novels. I'm assuming that's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I put this up, because it's not that long. I could have easily memorized it.
Oh, Stacey is going to be late.
Oh, great.
I love the fact that she's texting you that. Oh, look again. We're in Boston's racist public gardens. Actually, that looks more like the Esplanade. All right.
Where are the swans?
They have been killed. And you're welcome. You've just got lunch.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, little Joanne. I was never a fan. Looks of a goddess, yet laughs like a man.
That's true.
Parentheses, she really does. It's like a frat boy. The dumber, the better. Not sure which of us is Ollie and which is Stan, but you lasting this long was never the plan.
Wow.
Finny.
Can I just add, Joanne said nothing nasty about you in her poem?
Well, first of all, she never does a poem about me because I'm not really in her sort of her visual, or not. I'm not on her vision board.
True.
But you couldn't even be bothered to do a haiku about your experience here for 1 year last night. I mean, what is wrong with you?
I'm just trying to stay on brand, which is when you ask me to do things, I say no. No.
Well, very well done. Did you do anything fun last night?
Oh, I watched The Bachelor.
Oh, God, that's right. Why did I even ask? All right, give us your very brief scoop. Man. Not that this isn't a very Bachelor-friendly channel.
There are moments now, more and more, where this Bachelor, Colton, has these sort of effeminate qualities.
Thank you!
And I said it, I make my boyfriend watch with me every week, and I was like, and for someone who is usually attracted to that.
Yes.
And has dated gay men before they came
he
out.
Never dated. Oh, no. Sorry.
Before they came out. But yeah, spoiler, if you haven't watched it yet, shut off your ears.
Okay.
He sent Kaylin home, that girl. She was first runner-up at Miss USA. Now all the pageant girls are gone from the season.
I'm so sorry.
So it's between those two at the end, Tayshia, Hannah, and then Cassie. Sure.
Of course a Cassie. These were all dog names in the 70s.
Yeah, right.
There was no girl named Cassie in the 70s. It was just a Labrador. Look at that. He is gayer than Tim Tebow. Like, that guy, and they both use the same religious virginity excuse to not get near dirty, dirty vagina.
I was about to ask, do you believe the virginity bullshit that they're popping?
Well, I believe that he has had sex with a woman. I'll put it that way.
No, I do. I think it's also important to remember, like, he had said on the series that it just never got to that point. Like, it wasn't like he's waiting till marriage. It's just he'd been in relationships where they were moving slow. He was dating Allie Reisman, who's one of the gymnasts who was abused by that coach, by what's his name? Nassar.
Oh, well, yeah, that's going to.
And so, I mean, typically people who have, you know, who are victims of assault or abuse, you know, you let them call the shots.
I've
in
been
the
assaulted
bedroom,
and
so.
Abused every day on the way to work, and I still like having sex.
So why don't you have it, Bill?
I guess I don't like having sex.
Hey.
I might be a virginal slash closetly gay ex-football player. He's a football player, right?
He was, but here's the thing. He never actually played. He was like,
this guy
he was on practice teams. I guess that's what they do in football.
Yes.
Yeah. So he never actually played in an NFL or AFL game.
If only he had a practice squad when it came to navigating a woman's vagina. But he never will, and he will be continue to be gay.
The other thing about this series is in every single promo for like the coming weeks, there is a shot of him jumping this fence. He apparently gets so emotional or so angry that in a full suit, there's this tall white fence. He runs toward it and like scales over it.
So
into
like
just like this
superhero.
Black beyond. And so every week we're like, is this the week he's going to jump the fence? Is this the week? What happened to make him do that? So hopefully it'll be next week. Next week's fantasy suites. And typically fantasy suites, three women left. You sleep with all of them. You got to test out the merch, right? So please. There he is, jumping the fence.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Military thing.
It looks like he's running away from his sexuality? I don't know. I'm just throwing out metaphors. We'll see what sticks.
Yeah, running away from vagina.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that could be, that jumping the fence could be this show's jumping the shark.
Yeah,
I think
right?
that The Bachelor might be done. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Most, as far as the women on the show? I'm sure you hate someone on
Oof.
There.
Oh, she hates everything.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's a good question.
Yeah, I think I hate Cassie, the way she talks.
I like Cassie because, again, it reminds me of a dog I knew growing up.
Very California. As a Jersey girl, I don't get it. It's a coast thing.
Would you ever do the bathroom?
If only if my boyfriend recommended me. You can do that. You can recommend people for it.
And wait.
He was joking about that. He's like, should I submit you? Like, yes.
Wow. I apologize for all that. Hopefully we can edit it out as far as reviews are concerned. Anything else you want to get to before we get to our lovely guests?
No.
Are you coming up with a poem on the fly? Bastard. You guys, he's back. Brian McCarthy. He is the wonderful co-host of Burning Bridges with Kevin Brennan, our big number one fan. Scott Quimby, Master Control Operator of National Cable News Network that we can't mention, but it may or may not rhyme with Schmuck Schmooze. We'll edit that out. And Stacey Pressman, per Teddy, is on her way, which is code for methadone clinic. Guys, thank you so much for coming. We'll let Stacey be the meat in your white boy sandwich.
Certainly. Nice. What a lucky gal.
She can go skiing.
Yes. Already with the cocaine references. Yeah. And
that was a hand job reference.
Yeah. Oh, there. Yeah. Is it a term? I didn't even
know it's called
that.
Skiing when a girl jerks off two guys at the Tinos.
See, again,
you're
welcome, America. By the way, that was I saw a weird scene of that in a, what is it? It's like On the Road or something like that with the girl, Kristen Davis. Is that her name? No. The lesbian girl.
Cynthia Nixon?
No, from Twilight. And she's a lesbian.
Kristen
now.
Stewart.
Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt peppered there with questions. I was cracking under the pressure.
There is a, I don't know if you can find it. It's easy to find. There is a movie that I think is about Jack Kerouac.
Yeah, it's on the road. It's on the road.
Yeah, is it just On the Road? Is that it?
It's called On the Road.
Yeah, she just jerks them both off in the car. It's unbelievable.
Wait a minute. I think I've seen that. I know what you're talking about.
First of all, it's called Googling Kristen Stewart and nude. You didn't see the movie.
I wouldn't Google her. I don't think she's very attractive. Yeah, I don't find anything about her that...
That'd make anybody lesbian. I'd be like, I want to eat some pussy. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
Oh, there it is.
There we go.
Right, I forgot her cans are on.
Right.
Well done, boys. You're on point.
These guys are good with the porn.
That is an actual ski thing. I can see.
Here's the thing, right? You can, as an actress, only take this role after you've done something else. Otherwise, you're that actress who jerked two guys off in a car.
I hope Stacey Pressman comes in right now.
Well, she's here.
It'd be the world's shortest inside the actor's studio.
Yeah.
You jerked up two guys in a car. And scene.
Hi.
Stacey, if you could give us your Stacey Pressman, co-host of the Pressman Hour. And,
Hi.
We're watching Kristen. How are you?
All right.
Right. Basically, we were just watching Kristen Stewart jerk two dudes off in a car.
In a car.
Yeah.
In a car.
No, I thought she's just like there's two bags of chips. Yeah. They're like Pringles cans.
Yeah. But you can have just one.
Yeah. Then your hand gets stuck.
Right. Like, oh, yeah. No.
I don't want to be the only person there, but that didn't look safe, right?
No.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's right through the windshield.
Well, also, that was at a time before seatbelts. Right?
Yeah, that's what Ralph Nader wrote. Unsafe at any speed.
Yes.
Like, if you're gonna...
But also, was that a leather interior? Because I'm just thinking about like bare flesh in the hot car on the leather and just like the...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sounds like my summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerked off two guys at the same time?
No, just one guy.
Oh, God bless you.
Goals.
I love it when Stacey pretends that she knows how to drive.
I don't know how to
drive. She does not know how to drive. Oh.
No license. No.
Good for you. The freedom with that is amazing, I bet.
That's a good thing.
Speaking of... Yeah. Speaking of traveling... Oh, God, my segues are just... Don't even give it to me. Donald Trump has got another accuser, or does he? I'll be interested in your opinions. A female staffer on President Trump's 2016 campaign is suing the president, alleging that Trump gave her an unwanted kiss, partially on the mouth. Alva Johnson, 43, is suing. She's black. See, that's why I don't buy it. There's no way Trump would hire a black aide. Who alleges that her white male peers are on the campaign were paid more. I've been on. She told Trump before he approached her with his mouth and tongue. I don't know about ton. I've been on the road for you since March, away from my family. You're doing an awesome job. Go in there and kick ass. At that point, Trump leaned in, took her hand, and then she said in her recounting of the thing, oh, my God, I think he's going to kiss me. He's coming straight for my lips. So I turned my head, and he kisses me right on the corner of the mouth. She said that she has had PTSD from the incident.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's spoken with her therapist about it, and the legally significant aspect of this is that people left and right are not obeying their non-disclosure agreements as far as Trump is concerned. We had a similar incident discussed like this. I think Trump's got an MO on this very show, and it was a better time because it was before Joe was hosting.
He said goodbye to me in an elevator while his security guy was there at the Trump elevator, and he went to say goodbye, and he, rather than kiss me on the cheek, he leaned in on the lips. Oh, now, maybe, wow. I have always assumed maybe it was, one of those, oh, we went the wrong way, but I was kind of just, like, doing this, and I felt like...
Motherfucker.
So, well, I actually wasn't offended by it. I was like, this is interesting.
The delicate flower that is sandwiched.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it up in the air. I wasn't offended. I was kind of like, oh, my God. And I immediately went outside, and one of my friends was waiting for me at a bar nearby because she knew I was having lunch, and it was a huge, I'm meeting Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Wanted to get the
deal.
She
was like, yeah. And I was like, this is...
So does that prove something or nothing? Scott, well, go to you first.
I think it proves something. Like, he clearly has an MO, I think, right? Yes. That he does do this. Now, is it suing worthy? I don't know about that. The corner of the mouth? Like, just, that could be an accident. Yeah. Maybe his depth perception's all fucked up.
Yeah, right? Have you ever had an old grandpa who, like,
uncle,
Mrs.?
Yeah.
But he's also weird that he hired a black person and kissed him. Well, he's really broadening his horizons, this guy.
That is part of the overall Trump ethos. Stacey, he does have a weird kind of Coke mouth. And so he could have just sort of fallen into her while he's doing that weird stuff with his mouth he always does. Yeah.
I think that she, if it was Obama, I don't know if she'd sue, but... but I think that it's his thing. Like, he might just like to kiss women, when he's excited by their achievements. It's inappropriate and creepy, but it's not. I don't like Trump, but I think he's just so showing affection. Maybe that's his way of being like, hey, we did it, or something like that.
But it's, you hear stuff like this over and over, Brian, and the guy is supposed to be this notorious germaphobe, but he's just throwing those lips left and right, willy-nilly, silly with the lips.
Yeah, but again, also, it is a generational thing where, like, guys, I mean, like, I kissed Stacey on the cheek when she came
him.
In.
Yeah.
But,
you.
A guy in his, exactly right. My team of Jews, we sicked on you within a week. Get ready, Stacey, I'm going to bleed you dry. You and your mother are on the street. I'll be the king of sheep. Red Bay.
Basically, like, it's the kind of thing where people in power abuse their position, and like, he probably goes on kissing women because he can, and it's like he's been doing it probably his whole career. I mean, he grabbed women at the pussy, and he's just still doing. Guy at 72 years old isn't going to change his thing he does. I mean, 10 years ago he was probably kissing everybody. Nobody, same shit. I mean, why is anybody surprised by this? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
More surprised that someone would actually hire a lawyer and try to sue for this. Because
right.
There's no way you're getting PTSD from that.
But also in the fact that like a suit like that, I mean, it makes people, I think, roll their eyes a little bit. So then if there are other people coming forward with other situations, or if it goes further, then it's like, you know, when they say like blurred lines and slippery slope and all of that shit, or we don't believe people with these new suits. I met Trump, and I
was looking for your interview with Trump last night on YouTube. I was actually going to do some clips of you, but I don't think it's on there now. But you interviewed him, right?
Yeah, I think it's on my Facebook somewhere.
No, I don't go on that.
But yeah, I interviewed him with Gutfeld when Gutfeld's show was like 2 weeks old. And Trump liked me because he used to watch Red Eye. And Greg was like, Joanne, come with me for this interview. So it was the two of us talking to Trump. And at the end, he shook my hand and did a double kiss on the cheek.
Oh, it's very European.
Yeah, very.
But also something I have learned from just, I guess, professional settings or just meeting people. If you don't want someone to kiss you, you don't let them kiss you.
Mm-hmm.
Handshake, body language, or just pulling away is a great way to show that you are not. You don't want to embrace, you know, or like, you ever have those moments where you're like, should I hug this person? Is that appropriate? I'm not sure. So you kind of feel it out, or you just don't, you know? So I think that she was in control that whole time. And if she really didn't want him coming at her, even a hand up like this works great.
I would have loved to have seen the video of that. Yeah. I find if you don't want to hug someone, itch a lot.
Right.
That is a great way to just...
Please.
She's like, she goes, oh, hell no. Yeah, right. Not up in here, you don't. Hell no. I'm a married woman. Go back in that plane and talk to whomever.
You know,
we would say that he was trafficking in stereotypes, but that is actually an uncanny impression of her. I don't know if we have actual audio.
I'm a Strasbourg-trained actor. Thank you very much.
You know, I could then also see people saying, but he's the president. Like, if he's going in to kiss you on the cheek, you let him. But then the argument can be, but he's the president. You're gonna sue him?
Right, yeah.
You know, like, you obviously don't care about his level of power now. Why did you then?
Right,
you know?
And she also, she applied for a job in the administration after this whole thing happened. So, I mean...
This is why you're better at this than I am. Yeah. I did not even know that. Yeah. Interesting.
Everyone wants to sue. You know, I had a weird experience with Ron Jeremy like that.
Not Ron Jeremy! Not Ron Jeremy!
It was very awkward.
Knock down that icon.
We were at Montreal Comedy Festival, and, you know, he was there. And he's, you know, I'm like, hi, nice to meet you, and he kissed, like, you know, it was very like he just kissed me like on the lips, hello, like I'd never met him before, and I was like, okay, whatever, but I didn't sue him.
Bleach and immediately pull.
Yeah, those lips have been places.
I was just my ex-boyfriend at the time, and like it was like weird. It was just like,
yeah,
it was like we were like looking at each other like that was creepy. Yeah. But I had no idea it was coming. You know, it was really inappropriate, but it was fun.
The thing that I always notice about Ron is he's always wearing the sweatpants. Yeah. Big fan of the sweatpants.
Yeah, he wants to show you what he's got. Also, quick question, was he mustached then?
Yeah.
Oh, God, sorry.
It was creepy. I mean, it was creepy, but it was just really inappropriate and unexpected.
Yeah.
He's like a cross between Zorro, Danny DeVito, and an elephant. Yeah. Like, if those three things made it.
And if his pecker was his sword for Zorro.
Yes.
He's making Z's with his dick.
I used to produce and direct, you know, girl-on-girl porn for pay-per-view television. And
what?
Was that why you're blind now?
God took my eyesight.
At least not your hands.
Well, I'm sorry, Jesus. Bring it back to me. No, I fucked my mother and fell in a rose bush. So we hired Ron Jeremy to play, like, the cop that breaks up the party. Nice. So he wasn't going to fuck anybody. But, like, there were two things he did. The first thing is we rented this home out in Northridge, which is where, like, 99% of the porn in the world is made. And he was sitting in the middle of the living room with one of the porn girls. And he's, sorry, pardon me, but he's, like, fingering her. And she's squirting, like, all over the rug. And literally I came and I said, Ron, could you just nod on the rug, please? Like, it's pissed. And the second one, he played a cop. He was supposed to break up up the party. It was his. That was his role. Was all these girls were, they were all in an orgy in like a hot tub, and he's supposed to come in and be like, "Hey, this is Tara Patrick's house." And the girl's gonna pull him in. He's gonna go underwater, come up out of the water, and go, "This is Tara Patrick's porn star pool party." The boys have seen it. Come on, this. You know, we'll see you next time. Ah! And all the girls are gonna jump on top of him. We fade to black, and then that we go collect our Emmy. But so Ron Jeremy comes in, and he's got he's turning his baton, and I didn't really give him lines. I just said, say something like that. And he comes and goes, "Oh, what do we have here? We've got a bunch of girls." I said, "Are you doing an Irish joke?" He goes, "We've got a bunch of girls here in the hot tub." I said, "Ron, cut, please." I said, Camille had one outfit, so he couldn't get wet, you know, for continuity. So he's about to jump in and get pulled in. And I'm like, "Cut, cut, cut." I'm like, "Is that a brogue?" And he goes, "Yeah, I thought I'd do an Irish brogue." And I go, I said, "It's a choice, and I respect your choice as an actor." I said, "But I'm just trying to do it straight." He was so annoyed with me. He was like, it was like telling fucking, you know, like, I don't know, the guy, Daniel Day-Lewis, like, "I like your Lincoln, but you're with a lisp, like 4 score and 7 years ago." So anyway, it was really funny to me. So, those are my two Jeremy stories.
That's awesome.
Those work. Those work.
One thing.
He's trying to expand his repertoire.
And one thing I'll say is there's nothing sexier than a cameo in a porn. Like, whoa, wow. What? Right. Is that Ron? Yeah. Holy shit.
That would really get me out of the mood.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, boy.
That's all right. So fun.
This will be my last segue for the show because, again, I can't do them, but I've got a quick one from fingering girls to fingering boys, allegedly.
Wow.
On March 3rd, HBO is finally going to release, finally, Leaving Neverland, even though it's in the middle of a lawsuit.
Uh-oh.
They have also finally released the trailer. Rare that they would do it so close to when the show is actually going to come out. But again, there's been all these legal wranglings and whatnot. This is going to be interesting. I'll be interested to see if it has the same effect on Michael Jackson's reputation as R. Kelly's docu had on his. Let's take a look at the trailer.
Everybody wanted to meet Michael or be with Michael. And then he likes you.
I'm 7 years old.
Michael asked, "Do you
and could really pick him
want to come to Neverland?"
He's hot.
We drive in and forget about all your problems. You were in Neverland. It was a fantasy.
The days were filled with magical childhood adventure experiences.
I'm rich, so you know.
Playing tag, watching movies, eating junk food, anything you could ever want as a child.
It's like hanging out with a friend. That's more your age.
Hello, everybody.
Just kid things. They were just doing kid things.
Sure.
He just
exploring.
Came across as a loving,
doctor.
Caring, kind soul. It was easy to believe that he was just that.
Out of a storybook, right? Out of a fairy tale.
Hello, Wade. Today is your birthday.
Ooh!
So congratulations.
Man.
I love you.
Goodbye. I love you.
There's no thoughts of this is wrong or anything like that.
He told me if they ever found out what we were doing, he and I would go to jail for the rest of our lives.
Secrets will eat you up. You feel so alone.
I want to be able to speak
the
truth.
Yeah, is that Feldman?
As loud as I had to speak the lie for so long.
Wow. Well, there we go. Brian, I'm starting to think Michael Jackson might have been a pedophile.
Yeah. Is that the angle?
You know what they say, where there's smoke, there's boy tears.
He did not smoke them up. He used Jesus juice.
Yeah,
all
right,
that is confirmed.
Yeah.
Get a Chapino and war.
Marlene, I love you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty damning, I guess. In a weird way, I think it's actually stranger if he didn't fuck these kids.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like I have two kids and I barely want to hang out with them. I don't even, you know, eating junk food and watching like E.T. like in a bean bag with like some 11-year-old boy. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to suck your dick. This is weird.
Yeah.
Like, get over here.
Maybe it'll get over with quicker if you just sort of go to sex.
What are we doing here? I should be fucking, I feel like, you know?
Oh, man.
So creepy. Ooh.
It is fascinating how much we've chosen to overlook and how much of his fan base just still refuses to believe what is right in their face. I remember the creepiest thing after Michael Jackson died. Well, one of the many creepy things was when they were getting, I don't know if there's photos, but they were taking all the stuff out of Neverland. And the thing that they had a lot of were all these fucking mannequins. Most of them were kid mannequins, and they had this creepy, uncanny valley looking face on them. And it was just legions of mannequins coming
out.
Every room, all dressed up differently. Like, I don't know. It feels like there's a lot of signs before all the lawsuits stays.
Yes.
Now. This has been going on for like 30 years. I mean, Howard Stern had that that Miss Howard Stern beauty pageant. And, you know, and that was 30 years ago.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's like, it's amazing to me that we've been talking about, is he or isn't he? What are we looking at?
That one was one of his boy mannequins.
Yeah, but that looked like that was a girl.
Well,
that pink, pink shoes.
Here's a thought. I think he was modeling Neverland, a lot of it, after, like, Disneyland, right? Yeah. So maybe he was creating It's a Small World, but with, you know, as opposed to those miniature animatrons, you know, life-size.
Yeah, figures. Get him a pair of work boots and... that's almost... That's someone who... Yeah.
Thank you. Guys, we can move on.
I thought he was a weirdo. Yeah. Sorry about that.
But if you put them in work boots, it's almost like they're 17 and they're working for that summer before they go off to college. That's practically legal.
It gives them a little height, right, which makes it less creepy. Stacey, is this going to change anything? Or are the people that still love Michael Jackson, they're not, because apparently it is very damning. There's a lot of bad stuff in
it's
this.
Very creepy.
Yeah.
Wayne, I love you. The parents should be put in jail for putting,
I
think. Because they put their kids in danger. Danger.
But what all your sweet, sweet Michael Jackson cash?
Right, you know? That's true. And all your problems go away in Neverland because he gives them, you know, drugs and probably roofies. Yeah. And then.
Actually, this is starting to sound pretty good.
I bet you he drugged the parents.
Right. And you get
he drugged those parents and took their children. That's what he did.
Oh, I could. Well, now, he's dead, so he can't sue us.
Scott, I'm curious because, you know, with the R. Kelly documentary, right, it's led to something. His arrest, being charged with crimes that we've all kind of known for a while about
the video.
Similarly with Michael Jackson, we've all kind of known that this stuff has been happening. However, with R. Kelly's situation, he's still alive and legal action can be taken. With Michael Jackson dead, is this just about money? Is this just about people trying to get their due?
I think it is. I think that's got to be it, right? Because what else is going
to... It's not warranted, but you know.
And how many things did he settle too? Like, is he already, is there known things of him settling a lot of cases and stuff like that? So I mean, will they be able to get anything out of him anymore? Like at this point, like I don't know.
Also, with the legacy of Michael Jackson, I know, like right now, they're working on a Broadway. I'm a bit of a theater queen.
Me too. Yeah,
they're working on a Broadway show, which is going to be sort of like the works of Michael Jackson, like Michael Jackson's music. It's going to be like
the Billy Joel thing.
Yeah, Billy Joel thing, or the one with the doo-wop, Frankie Valli, Four Seasons one. Mm-hmm. So they're making like a Michael Jackson Broadway show, which now investors are starting to be freaking out about because it may not, if this thing comes out and the legacy of this guy, if he's a pedophile, it's kind of damning, you know what I mean? So, well, I don't know, we'll have to see.
Nothing
what
is new. I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, if you were investing in that beforehand, you knew that this isn't like earth shattering. I mean,
coming out though is like now, it's,
right? But there's faces that are put to the claims, it's different.
Those people weren't, when the trials came out, we didn't know who the kids were. Now that they're coming out.
Yeah, and there's also, I think there's an element to this one. Boy, we've had a lot of topics today that he kind of, there was a lot more forcing himself on them as far as the allegations are concerned.
Yeah.
I guess it's always forcing. But bad graphic injuries and stuff like that. Like, this is definitely not going to help his legacy.
No.
Ooh, that'd be a great Michael Jackson album name, Legacy.
I'm going to rip you a new asshole. Literally.
Speaking of, I'm trying to segue into this phone call.
Someone is working for her 1-year anniversary weekend. Jesus.
Speaking of, I'm trying to find a way to throw Kevin under the bus with this right here.
Just literally do it. That would be hilarious.
Speaking of pedophiles.
Speaking of, allegedly, Daryl is on the phone. Now, Daryl has been calling in almost every day for the past week, Brian, about a show that you
are
on.
Yeah.
Awful comments that Kevin has been saying about Bill, and you are obviously not defending Bill.
Am I complicit?
I think so.
Much like the families of Michael Jackson's victims.
There you go.
You don't stop it. You're complicit, yes.
Daryl, welcome to the show.
Here's $40, Bill.
Hey, happy 1-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary, Joanne.
Thank you.
You know, it's also the 1 year anniversary of Kevin starting this flame war, you know?
I know, and I was wondering if it's the time of year.
Yeah, that's
it was
point.
This time last year that the vitriol was like the strongest, and I wonder if it's, you know, like seasonal affective disorder, but Bill causing it.
Well, by the way, vitriol is the name of one of his illegitimate daughters.
Okay.
So she's not referencing it the way you think she is. No,
Kevin has Asperger's, not the winter doldrums.
Got it.
Like, give me a break. Like, I spend more time with Kevin than anybody else. We do two shows a week here. I do a show with him on Thursday. I'm with Kevin. Like, I'm never with Kevin off the air, but I'm certainly with him on the air. And he'll say, Bill's a faggot. And blah, 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 blah. And I hate my wife. I ate her ass. I'm just gonna sit there. I'm like, I go, sip water. You done, Bill? And then we get back to the show. So it's, I don't think there's any teeth to Kevin's comments. I think it's just, he's a provocateur, you know.
We need all the publicity we can get.
Right.
No such thing as bad publicity in compound media.
So, Daryl, what's the latest?
What you got, Daryl?
Well, if I go through my notes here.
Oh my God. I heard you turn a page. You actually took notes.
It's a Pruder film.
It's all for the act. Well, he said that, number one, Bill, soon you're going to be homeless. Yep. You're going to lose your job at compound.
Yeah.
He's put... Specifically, put a curse on you. I don't know if it's a hex or I don't know what that means, but
that's fine.
He also said
yeah,
that
Joe's liking all this.
You look like you have AIDS, and you're always showing up at compound media with random injuries, and you're trying to cover it up.
True.
he's recently changed his tune a little bit, though, about your show. He no longer wants your show.
He actually
wants you to stay on the air because. In his eyes, you're the perfect job security. Because if there's any kind of firing is going on at compound, you'll be the first to go.
He thinks that we're the buffer because he's the second worst show, and we're the worst.
That's
so
exactly
if we go,
right.
Then he's next on the choppy block, which kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, it sounds like you watched the clip.
I did because I was looking. Well, what I wanted to do before I was going to do Gino clips is I was just going to get... clips of Kevin talking shit about Joe, but it was mostly about me, so I was like, meh. But we did a clip at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little shitty to Joe.
Was this over the last year, or was this one episode?
It happens, you know what?
Yesterday.
Yes. it comes and goes like so many menstrual flows. Ooh,
or hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids,
exactly. Well, Daryl, please keep us abreast of any and all morning shaming. I don't know. We got to come up with
a phrase. I'm doing my best. I will.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the show, too.
Bye.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the one fan of both shows, I believe. Yes.
We don't have a lot of crossover.
Is that Daryl Albert? Is that Daryl Albert?
We didn't get his last name. I don't know.
I'm not sure if he wants
from
his last
Philly?
Name.
Yeah, Philly.
Daryl from Philly. That sounds like a proper radio name.
Everyone's from Philly.
This is like sports talk radio all of a sudden. Yeah. Daryl from Philly.
I've been hogging all the stories. What would you like to do?
Okay.
These are not words.
Oh, you know, I wanted to talk about Mindy Kaling recently on social media was defending Aziz Ansari. So he is now trying to get back into the comedy circuit. Doing shows around town. As we know, I think it was about a year ago, there was a piece written about him. Sexual misconduct, I think this girl was labeling it. It wasn't assault, but it was, yeah, essentially a bad date where this girl felt like she was pressured into things she didn't want to do because of his status. So Aziz kind of took a step back from comedy. Now he is coming back. He is addressing what happened and kind of taking ownership and says he's learned and grown, which you have to say.
He could use some growth. He's like 5'2".
But there are fans of Mindy's who are calling her out for supporting him. Basically, she went to his show in Los Angeles last weekend, and she showed the ticket in a photo and commented, "Funniest shit ever." And some people are replying like this, "Damn, this is disappointing. I could get it if you decided to go and privately support your friend, but to then publicly endorse / rehab him kind of sucks." She replied that she thinks it would be more cowardly to be his friend and not come to his defense when people disparage him in public. She says, "Obviously, I don't love responding to Instagram comments late on a Friday night, but I'm a feminist and standing up for women is very important. important to me. I'm not rehabbing him because I think he did a fine job doing it himself. Another commenter said she was unfollowing her. That's always the best thing.
Ouch.
I'm unfollowing you.
No.
She says, as a survivor, this is disheartening. I believed you to be a champion of women. To which Kaling replies, I'm sorry to hear that. I am a champion of women. I'm also a champion of my friend and do not believe they are mutually exclusive. And I think that's the biggest takeaway, Bill, is that idea of mutually exclusive. You know, just because someone had a shitty date and was called out for it doesn't mean that they can no longer do comedy or they shouldn't get a laugh. Why is it that we equate someone's personal life and their professional life so congruously?
Right.
Right.
He doesn't know what that word means.
I know.
Yeah, could you use it in a different sentence?
How many times do I have to tell you one syllable with Scott? One syllable with Scott.
Just before noon, my apologies.
Yeah, I'm not thinking. Well, first off, I think she probably thought she was really doing him a favor kind of in the beginning of this. Like, I'm going to get him back out there and like that people are supporting him and
stuff. They are both comedians of color.
Right, yes.
And I believe they're both merchant cast. Merchant cast.
What does that mean?
In India, it used to be you would have various. It was a caste system.
Oh, oh right, yeah. So
it's, the word caste triggers me. All right, I'm still in recovery.
Yeah.
You always break your arm because you have AIDS.
Brittle bones.
Living with it, not dying from it.
Good for you. All right. But yeah, so it ended up not doing any favors for him. She would have been better off just leaving him quietly do these shows, kind of build the thing. Because his case is the weakest of all the things that we've heard. I mean, he didn't really do anything poorly except for turning on Seinfeld after sex. That's the most hideous thing that he did in that whole thing.
I totally
thought about that. The claw was hit.
Oh, right.
It could have been Frasier. Like, right. That might have been
right, that's true.
Wings would be the worst, I think.
Crystal Bernard, though. At least she's hot. Yeah. Cheers in here.
Stacey, the thing of it is just how thirsty people are to pounce when anyone does anything. It's just all these people with limited to no income sitting there waiting for someone that they maybe kind of like and you maybe don't or are on the fence about, like Mindy, and when they see even something like this, just jump
in. They're jumping in. I just think like the whole thing, it's like we have to get clear about what's illegal and what's a bad date. I mean, because there are people that are survivors and are victims of rape and real sexual assault, and when you have a bad date and you feel bad, you can't like just go and like accuse somebody of that and ruin their whole life, because he didn't do anything wrong. No. I mean, in my opinion.
Well, as the only woman on the panel,
besides Bill.
Yes.
Glad my cock, though. Boom.
What did you think of the instance? Obviously, Scott was offended by the Seinfeld aspect, but did you look at it and think to yourself, like, was there an assault there? Was there any type of...
No, I think he was like... First of all, she went to his house on the first date. I've never done that personally. Well, maybe.
And when you do that, if you do that, you kind of know what you're signing up for.
Right. And I'm not a prude. I mean, like, I won't go to... Right. If I'm not going to fool around with you, I'm not.
You are not a prude.
And maybe I'm a little bit more mature. But
4-year-old whore, folks.
Thank you. I look like I'm going to Studio 54 tonight, this morning. I never went home. Anyway, but, like, I just feel like... Like, he didn't do anything criminal. It was a bad date. She went to his house. She wanted more love, and he wanted sex, and there was, you know, and he was gross about how the claw, but she blew him. I mean, he didn't push, she blew him. You know, I don't blow people.
I think it was twice.
Right.
I barely blow you once, and if I like you, you know, and twice, come on, right? Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I'm not saying, so, and she felt bad that she did it, and now she's taking out her bad feelings on him, and now trying, you know, ruining his career, and he didn't do comedy for months and months.
It's been a year since.
Yeah.
And it's not sexual assault. That's not assault.
And by the way, he cajoled her into giving him a blowjob. No one's ever blown me without me begging them for a solid 45 minutes. So like
twice.
By that same, I haven't gotten blown twice in the past 5 years. Like,
right.
I mean, but I don't know. It is a real. It's a shame that we do live in this like culture of like shaming people, and people are. It's like, and it sounds stupid, but people are like haters. They like they want to rip people down. They, and even like me, like I'm a big nobody, and like Tom, thank you. 54-year-old whore, folks. Yeah, exactly. But you love blowing people. You did my show, so come on.
I do like it, but I don't have to be. I get cajoled.
You don't get cajoled?
Yeah.
Like, well, we did go to.
Yeah, wow.
We did go to Applebee's. I guess unzip. All right. Yeah. Dumpster around here. I can blow you behind.
Yeah.
That's funny. They have a lot of great apps. Yeah.
2 for $20. How about that? Whole 2 for $20.
Yeah.
After 10.
Platter.
Yeah.
Please take me for apps before I blow you.
Yeah, I'm sucking this guy's dick. but like
Good
I did
enough. We went out with the ad money and this
yeah. Like you know you guys know Tom Shalhoub, right? Of course, right? Of course. He does a podcast storytelling show, and I did it at the Brooklyn Brewery, and I have a very very adult story that I tell about a sexual experience I have with someone who's transgender, and it's a story I've told it at Edinburgh, whatever. I've told it 100 times, right?
Around the world. Around the world. Trans. It's a trans
right.
story.
And right before me, there was this girl that told a story, and she worked at like a sex shop, and she was kind of I'm 40. At the time I was 43, but you know, she's like a, what do you call, millennial, and the whole story is about how she was a Jewish summer camp, and she was climbing a rope, and she got her period, and her period blood was like pouring down the rope. Ah, okay, that's good. And then I told my story, and in the story, I refer to this person as a tranny. And at one point, I said, like, I'm not getting the whole thing, but my point is, the next, within an hour, she had gone on Facebook and Twitter and all my social media stuff, and she had put, like, this guy used the word tranny. I was so glad I didn't bring my transgendered friend.
Yeah.
The story was horrible. He said this and that, and his dick was too big for her man-made vagina, which it was. Sorry. Nail me to the cross and gamble for my clothes. I got a big dick and it didn't fit in that man pussy. Sorry. Only human. So anyway.
I had a nickel.
Girth and length, folks.
So, wow, nice.
So but anyway, this girl did everything in her limited capacity to like fuck up my career. She actually contacted the Brooklyn Brewery Tom Shalhoub people and had them pull me off of the podcast.
But I just don't understand. She didn't listen to anything you said then after tranny because you were given love.
Right.
To a trans person.
That's my thing. I ate out a man pussy. I went down on a guy's.
Wow. We want more of that for the trans community.
It's kind of my.
He was like loving the trans pussies.
We are simpatico. I agree with you. But I'm saying that if I was Aziz, I'm sorry, but like I'm saying in a very limited capacity, she did everything she could to fuck me up. Tom was great. Tom actually gave me my clip and I put it up and nothing happened. But like it was like Tom was like, I'm really sorry, but like the people are like she was offended. And I'm like, so it's okay to talk about like menstrual blood pouring down on another girl like Carrie or something, but I can't talk about the sexual experience I had. So there's no line anymore. People just get offended. Like Mel Gibson is allowed back into Hollywood. He's an anti-Semite racist. And and then you have like Aziz Ansari.
His wife or something.
Yeah. He went over raped by a pack of, I'm not going to say it, but you know, one of Kevin's top three words. And so, and my point is that like Mel's back in the thing. Aziz Ansari basically asks a girl for a blowjob and she gives it to him because of his fame, bad date, and he's like kicked out of comedy. And now every time you look at this guy, you're like, oh yeah, that's that little Indian guy who like kind of raped a girl.
He didn't rape a girl.
That's my point, but that's what people think.
Yeah.
And you're not transphobic.
No!
Right, and now
very turned on by him.
Quite the opposite, madam.
Right,
no, but
you fuck one right now.
Exactly.
One was here.
Exactly. So now you lost your clip on in that whole thing.
Right.
And that's a small thing, but still. And then Aziz lost his a whole year of comedy.
Yeah, that's...
And like, when do we draw the line? Like, I went to the F word by accident and on a comedy show. You know
what?
The F word, fag word. Oh. And
Gino's favorite word.
Gino's favorite, or what Gino is. Anyway, but no, and someone tweeted at me, why did you say that? And it wasn't the person I called that word.
Wow.
It was a guy in the back. It's like, you insulted all the gay. You're not gay friendly at your shows. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Also, do they know you? You love gay men?
I love gay men. I mean, too much. Like, he likes trans women.
So that guy does sound like a faggot, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
No, but that wasn't the guy. I called the guy in the front that word.
Okay.
And then the guy in the back got upset and tweeted at me. And so I was going to fight with him on Twitter. I'm like, let me just block him before it escalates because it's going to escalate. And that was the best thing I did. But I didn't want to, like, lose a job or something because I said the word F-A-G word. I don't even know why. I'm not saying it because I don't want to lose.
Good for you. See, look at you. You've really changed from that one terrible experience.
All right, shut up, faggot.
There, you're back. I knew I could get her back.
You do bring that out in people.
My mom's a favorite saying for her. Shut up, you faggot.
Well,
Well, Scott's from Green Bay, and goddamn, they don't eat healthy there. But these are some places that do.
Yeah, so Bloomberg just tallied up the healthiest countries in the world.
Right.
The last time. Spain is in the first spot. Spain is apparently the healthiest country in the world. In the 2017 index, they were sixth. So they have upped it.
Two more siestas a day.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When you sleep, you cannot eat.
Among the top 10, a lot of European nations. Yeah. Iceland's in third place. Switzerland's in fifth. Sweden is sixth. Norway is ninth. Japan is the healthiest Asian country. Australia and Israel rounded out the top 10 in seventh and 10th places. So why is it the Mediterranean diet? A lot of people say, health professionals say, that it lowers the rate of major cardiovascular events. I guess also just it's fucking beautiful there and the weather's nice and people are happier and less stressed, right? Unfortunately, the U.S. has been trending lower due to bacon. I made that up.
Do we eat the most bacon?
The life expectancy in the U.S. has been trending lower due to deaths from drug overdoses and suicides. So sometimes health isn't just what you eat. It's mental health as well.
Right, yeah.
The U.S. is now 35th.
Nice.
Lower than Cuba.
Cuba placed five spots above the U.S., making it the only nation not classified as high income by the World Bank to be ranked that high.
Wow. The way it's pronounced, Cuba.
Yes.
Cuba. Thank you. Yeah. So when are we all moving to Spain?
Right.
Tomorrow. Israel, Spain, I'm there.
Have you ever been to Spain, Stacey?
No, I have not. I haven't been to Israel. I've been to England. That's it.
Okay.
Amsterdam.
Nice.
Spain's healthy living, though. They don't mess around with those siestas. I went, and when they want you out for lunch, they want you out. They leave and they close it without even cleaning anything up. Like the restaurants, for when they close for lunch to go take a nap, they mean it.
That
they
is not devotion to around. A fucking nap. Yeah.
I wonder if there's something to that.
They do. I
every day after I eat lunch, I need a nap. I don't know what it is. I get so tired and I take a nap. So yeah.
How long?
Well, that's because you eat while doing push-ups.
How long is the siesta?
Sometimes 2 hours, other times. No, I think it's like an hour. Yeah. Like, I think in Spain it's like, you know, an hour for food, an hour for sleep, or about that.
Really?
But they say the best nap for you is about 20 minutes.
20 minutes,
long.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never been to Spain, but I went to Argentina to visit a friend like 3 years ago. I had like my vision was fine, and it was funny because they're very Spanish. They're like the most Spanish country in South America, and also full of Nazis. But it was funny because Spain, they do a siesta. They have dinner like at 9 o'clock at night, and then their whole clock is all fucked up. So I was with my buddy, and I was like, it's a weird flight because it's about 13 hours, but it's straight down. So when you show up, you're in Central Time, so you're not like jet lagged. Anything. You're just 13 hours south of the straight line. Yeah. So I'm like, I was feeling a little peckish at like 7:30. I was like, I could use a snack. So he goes, well, we'll just go to dinner. I'm like, we walk in this restaurant, and the restaurant, literally, like the waiters, it was like tuxedos and everything there is giant plates of beef and like melted cheese and marinated peppers. It was all delicious. But like all the waiters, like sitting around in chairs, like smoking like out the window. And I walk in, and they're like, why are you here? Like, I'm like, it's 8:30 at night. Like, what? I was like, is this Boca Raton at 4 o'clock? Like, he'll have the scrod, and then we're going to go see a film about the man who's black and had a book about it. It won the Oscar. So, but it was so funny. It was like 11.
Faraday book.
Yeah, it's a green book. What colors? They weren't even allowed to do nothing. It was horrible. Come along, I voted for one twice. But it just made me laugh because my friend lives in Spain for years, and she was like, she had to acclimate coming back here because they have dinner at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know, but it just blew my mind. And then we went out to like nightclubs until like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's like when it was fine. It was kind of fabulous.
What are you like at a nightclub?
Oh,
yeah. Oh boy.
Are you dancing or are you like perching like on the wall in the back just looking at everyone?
I'm certainly not going to admit to any illegal drug use, but let's just say I was very awake in Argentina.
Nice.
The entire time I was down there.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
That's beautiful, Stacey.
I'm picturing Brian saying that while his nose is bleeding.
Exactly right. I'm gonna fuck Stacey's mouth while she's. I'm like, Eva Peron. But basically, it was funny because
through my wild days,
they have these weird things. things called Pinguinos Divinos, which are basically white ceramic penguins. And you guys should go to Argentina. It's pretty wild.
I've always
and
wanted to go.
It's dirt cheap down there, too. I don't know if Greyhound goes down there, but it's...
The sad thing is I think they do. That's on.
Yeah. You know, the Panama Canal went for a rowboat. You're like, this sucks.
That was more of a mega bus guy.
Yeah. They fill this thing up with red wine or white wine, and it was literally $1.50 for
yeah,
like
it's so cheap.
Have you been down there?
No, but I've been to other, I feel like other countries where maybe the water isn't so great, wine is cheaper.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Right.
Water.
Yeah.
Like Florida.
Sure. Speaking of greyhounds,
name dropper. No Peter Pan for me, please.
I want one with indoor plumbing. Yeah, thank you.
14E.
Well, was Stacey, was there anything in this list that stuck out to you? I think the nap, there's something to the naps. The Mediterranean diet, of course, they said. There's a flip side of this, though. Like with Japan, yeah, they're really healthy, but as a result, they've just got a culture of old people. Like half of their population are just like over 80. I don't necessarily know if that's a good thing.
Well, it's good because people are living longer, but
I guess.
Well, Japan, they exercise. I think what's going on in America is that we have a lot of bad GMOs in our food, and in Europe they don't have that. Like there's a lot of, because I have Italian neighbors, and they always tell me how in Italy they don't have everything's fresh, and we eat like crap. Everything's in a box with MSG and whatever the crap we put in it.
And the hormones pumped into
hormones,
the beef,
right? All that
and opioids.
Yeah, opioids every
my
day.
Pasta. I was in the train today, and I'm like. And I, you know, it's like a rush hour train I was on, and it was delayed, and I was having an anxiety attack, of course. And I'm like, how can someone do this every fucking day and not want to kill themselves? I mean, I don't know how there's not a jumper in a train, like on the subway tracks every day, like in Manhattan. Like, how does it not happen?
Yeah.
Like, that to me is a miracle, actually.
Well, I think about it every day. I just don't have the guts.
Yeah,
I don't
thank
think
you.
I think that's the problem. A lot of people don't have the guts to do it.
I'd rather my AIDS take me slowly.
And I just have too much empathy. Like, I'm going to ruin everyone's day if I jump on the track.
No one is ever, like, mad for the jumper. They're fucking angry at it.
Right. Everyone's commute.
Yeah. It's so funny you just said that, because on our show yesterday, I asked Kevin, I said, if you could commit suicide, how would you go? Without hesitation. He goes, I jump in front of a crowded train. I ruined everybody's day.
Wow. What a dick.
I said, you'd probably like it if you could jump on two trains. like yourself out, put your arms out.
Well,
the express train and the local.
They do usually stop the other side when there's one on the other, right? I don't think they just keep letting that one blare through while someone's dead. It's both directions.
They rubberneck that shit.
Yeah.
It was like we were playing that Family Feud. He was like, I jumped on. That weird half smile he kind of gets. He's like, I'd like it.
I would be convinced I could almost live through that. That one would be like, I'm just going to knock myself up and maybe I would live.
And with my luck, I jump off a building and I barely survive. Like, nothing but the head works. I'm like,
I know someone whose friend, they tried killing themselves and they lived from shooting themselves through the mouth. So then all of a sudden, they were now deformed. Right? Yes.
There's a documentary which is fascinating about the Golden Gate Bridge, which is notorious for
people. Oh, sure.
You ever seen this documentary?
No, but I think I heard about the net, right?
Yeah, the net, they had to they finally put that in, but they had cameras on there, and you would just see these ghostly figures just like jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Ooh,
you could
see
it.
What?
It was really, yeah, totally.
Wow.
It was just really something else. I jerked off to it. I managed to figure
it. Right, yeah, ghost porn.
Rubby-dubby-doo!
You know what, guys? I always like it when we can start a show with pedophilia and end on suicide. Let's just go down the table. Any plugs or anything you want to promote before we send you on your merry way? Fun show. Thank you.
Just follow me on Twitter. That's your best chance of getting my nudes. My nudes.
It is delightful.
Yeah.
Nudes?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Noodles?
Yeah.
Noodles?
Nobody. Who's hungry?
Oh, yummy. Follow me on Twitter, Stacey Pressman, The Pressman Hour with Andrew O'Reilly. Listen to us. Join our Patreon. And that's it. And I'll be out doing shows all around the town.
And then... Just go to BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go to the shop. There's pillowcases. There's apparently I say pillow a weird way. People keep saying
pillow.
Hello,
can you? I noticed you say damn. You pronounce the M and the N in damn.
Really?
I heard that.
That was such a camping trip. Didn't we have fun? All those damn mosquitoes, though. Click on the shop. We have coffee mugs, T-shirts, promo code GAY4PAY, $5 off every $5 off every T-shirt, and then obviously Misery Loves Company, and then, of course, Burning Bridges with Kevin Brennan, and my own show, The Brian McCarthy interview show, which is also on Patreon. That's it. Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
Oh, anytime, buddy. That was a fun one.
Always good.
We'll go to the graphics and then birthday girl, kind of. More anniversary girl.
Okay. Yes. All right.
PSA. Or we can just look at the logo.
Oh, is our show over?
Is that just it? I guess we're just done. Oh, here we go.
Aww. Oh. It's the cocaine away.
Wait, what song is this? God, it's been a year. How do you measure a year? It was 525,600 minutes. Measure in love, you guys. Love you all. Maybe not all of you, but most of you.
Very appropriate musical concerning my ailment.
That's true.
Yes. I'd been forgotten, I Joe. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?